Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is Friday morning, and honestly, I can't believe it's already Friday. There are so many passages and so many stories that we could look at in this theme of temptation in the wilderness and the enemy trying to sink us into the bondage of sin, and Jesus seeking to set us free and let us loose from that sin that so easily entangles us. I mean, this may be the essential theme, the central theme of this love story that God has written to His people, Genesis to Revelation. And so, but it is Friday, and we're going to end where we begin in Matthew chapter 4. And by the way, I don't know that I've shared this before, but mid-March, when this whole wilderness season began, this is the story that God gave me. And I started this podcast, and I called it 40 Days with Jesus. And then the 40 days expired, and I began a series at Inland called Wilderness, and we've been walking through the wilderness with Jesus. And this is the passage that, well, where the vision of the podcast got off the ground. And so not only is it the end of a week, but it's the end of a season, you know, walking through the wilderness with Jesus, because this coming Sunday, we're going to enter into a new series, Back to the Basic. And I'm using all the restraint that I have not to talk about what I think God wants to say to us in and through that theme. But we'll look at that on Sunday, and then we'll begin to develop it on Monday. But Matthew chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, the title of the podcast this morning is Forged. And that is so important, because what we discover when we look at this wilderness story in the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew is that this is not a random story. It's not an end. It's not just something that happened to Jesus. It's the beginning of Jesus being forged to do what it is that God has called him to do, to change the world. And so I guess I want to say right at the onset of this final podcast this week that whatever is happening to you and to me in the midst of this wilderness season, it's not random. It's not just by chance. It's not some story. It's not just some season that's going to pass. It's the enemy doing his best to keep us from discovering, learning, seeing, and being forged into the people that God is forging us into to be the world changers that God wants to release us to be. Because right after the wilderness season is a season of the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. So the title of the podcast this morning is Forged, because that's what wilderness seasons do. Martin Luther was famous for saying that the devil is God's devil. And what Martin Luther meant by that is when the devil comes and tempts and tests and does all the things that he does, God is actually able to use that in order to form us and forge us into the kind of people that then are released to do the life-changing, world-changing, freedom-releasing things that God has indeed called us to do, and the enemy knows that we're dangerous to his enterprise, and that is why he attacks. And so here's the question this morning as we just kind of begin a conversation with Jesus. What is God up to with you in the midst of this wilderness season? I know it's been hard. I know the enemy's been tempting us, and I know that it's been super challenging, and I know we've talked about that, but what's God up to big picture? What's God preparing you for? What's God saying to you? What's God forging in you? How is God shaping you to be the weapon for His kingdom that the enemy doesn't want you to be, that God is about to release you to be, just like He's about to release Jesus to be as Jesus exits the wilderness and enters into His ministry? So again, the title of the podcast is Forged. And could you just continue to ask that question? What is God up to? What is God forging in you? What vision is God giving you? What is God shaping in you in the midst of the wilderness so that He can release you into that ministry? What a question. What a big, big question. And so I just want to look at two verses. The first verse is the one that opens the story. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. There is no question that the enemy is trying to take Jesus out, and there is no question that the enemy is trying to take you out. The last line in the wilderness temptation narrative is verse 11. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Jesus was exhausted. The wilderness is exhausting because the enemy is trying to take us out prior to God releasing us in the specific, unique, and beautiful ministry that God is calling us to be released into, to change the world, to change lives. Because if you go down to verse 17, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, from that time on. Now, focus on those few words. From that time on, from the time that Jesus exited the wilderness, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, to announce, to proclaim, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. The wilderness is not a random time of testing or just a difficult season, and oh, it's going to pass. No, it is a time where the enemy is trying to take us out because the enemy knows that God is trying to forge, form, do something in us that is going to change the world. And the enemy is hell-bent on destroying that. And by the way, that's exactly what the enemy did with Adam and Eve. You see, God gave Adam and Eve the world. He gave them the charter to explore and expand Eden, to expand the garden. There's an implied eschatology in Genesis 1 and 2. And God had so many plans for Adam and Eve to change the world because they bear His image. And the enemy came in and tempted and tested, and you know the story. They folded, they gave in, the enemy won. And so Matthew chapter 4 is in some ways a recapitulation of Genesis 1 and 2 and 3. Jesus has been victorious for us where Adam and Eve failed in our name and in our humanity. And so the wilderness season with Jesus is Him being shaped and forged to do what He's called to do. And this wilderness season for you is about you and me being shaped and forged into what it is that we are called into. So let me ask the question again. What is God doing? What is God shaping in you? What is God calling you to see? What is God allowing you to see that's maybe wrong with the church or off in the church or wrong or off in the world? What is God opening your eyes to see? How is God solidifying the strength that you have because you're an image bearer of God to change, to speak, to proclaim, to do, to write, to disciple, to build, to start, to stop? I mean, I could go on and on. I'm getting so excited. But what is God up to in this wilderness season as He forges and as He shapes you to enter into the ministry that you are called into? How are you dangerous to the enemy's enterprise? So the last thing we want to do is think of the wilderness season as in some way random or just, oh, a story that's going to then become, you know, the next story or a season that's going to become the next season. No, there is so much going on behind the scenes. And so before we have a little bit of time just reflecting on that question, what is God doing in you? What is God forging in you? Let me remind you of how a sword is made. A sword starts out as a lump of steel, and then the swordsmith takes that sword and plunges it into the fire, and it heats up, trial and difficulty. And then that swordsmith takes it out and is able to hammer away to shape it, but only a few, you know, hammers or shots, and then the swordsmith has to put that lump of steel back into the fire, into the trial. And after it heats up, the swordsmith is able to take it out and get a few more hammers. And after a number of those cycles, that lump of steel is shaped into a dangerous and sharp and powerful weapon that is dangerous to the enemy's enterprise. And that is what is happening with you. And that is what is happening with me. And that is why the enemy comes and tempts you, because he is scared. He does not want you to become dangerous to his enterprise. And so how is God shaping you? How is he forging you? What is he causing you to see in the midst of the wilderness? What is he putting in you? So that just like Jesus, verse 17 in Matthew chapter 4, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Because Jesus wants to release you and wants to release me to proclaim, to announce, to do with our life what it is that he has called us to do. So right now we're being forged, we're being shaped. And what is the Spirit of God doing? What is God doing in you? And so here's what I want us to do. I want us to begin to pray, to meditate, maybe read the story again. And at the end of this week, at the end of this season, let's just ask the question, let's press into God, what are you forging in me? What are you causing me to see? What vision are you birthing in me? What are you doing? And let's just say yes to it. A new yes, a fresh yes, a first yes. So that by the power of the Spirit, we can emerge from this wilderness season and enter into the ministry, the life-changing ministry that's dangerous to the enemy's enterprise that God has been shaping us for. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.